Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome to another episode of Dopamine Hacker. Today's topic hits close to home because let's be real, we've all been there. Scrolling through social media for hours, feeling like a puppet dancing to the algorithm's tune. Ever feel like your brain is just on autopilot, mindlessly consuming content you don't even really care about? Yeah, me too. That's why I'm taking you behind the curtain today to share my own journey of breaking free from social media's grip and reclaiming my precious time and mental space. Now, before you think this is some preaky ditch your phone rant, hold on. This isn't about demonizing technology or living off-grid. It's about becoming conscious users, taking control of our digital lives, and finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives instead of hijacking them. So, what did I learn along the way? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that completely changed my relationship with social media. First off, awareness is everything. We need to understand how these platforms are designed to hook us. They're like master puppeteers, using notifications, endless scrolling, and fear of missing out FOMO to keep us glued to the screen. Once you realize you're not in control, you can start to consciously choose when and how you engage with social media. Second, set clear boundaries. Treat your phone like a tool, not a crutch. Schedule specific times for checking social media and stick to them like your life depends on it, because honestly, it kind of does. You'd be surprised how quickly those hours melt away when you're just passively scrolling. Third, curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Surround yourself with inspiring content that lifts you up and motivates you to be your best self. Think of it like choosing friends you want, people who add value to your life, right? Fourth, get intentional about your usage. What are you hoping to achieve by using social media? Connecting with friends? Discovering new ideas? Once you have a clear purpose, you can use these platforms more effectively and avoid mindless scrolling. And finally, remember that real life is happening outside the screen. Schedule time for activities that bring you joy, connect with loved ones face to face, and get lost in hobbies that make your soul sing. Remember, the world is a beautiful place. Don't spend all your time looking at it through a tiny screen. You know that feeling when you're scrolling endlessly through your feed, but you can't remember what you were even looking for? Yeah, me too. It happened to me all the time before I decided to take control of my social media habits. Remember that friend who always seems to be glued to their phone? The one who misses out on real-life conversations because they are too busy capturing it on Instagram? That was me. But then I realized that I was missing out on so much more: genuine connections, exciting adventures, and simply being present in the moment. So I took a leap of faith. I started setting boundaries, deleting apps, and prioritizing real-life experiences over online validation. It wasn't always easy. There were moments when I craved that instant dopamine hit from a notification, but I kept reminding myself why I made this change in the first place. The result? A sense of freedom I hadn't felt before. I rediscovered hobbies, reconnected with friends and family, and started truly enjoying my time offline. It's amazing what happens when you reclaim your attention and focus on what truly matters. Today, I want to empower you to do the same. Take those first steps towards reclaiming your brain power and living a more intentional, fulfilling life. Remember, be aware of how social media is designed to hook you. Set clear boundaries and stick to them. Curate your feed for positivity and inspiration. Use social media intentionally and with purpose. Prioritize real-life experiences over online validation. Ready to break free from the scroll? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from it, leave a review if you enjoyed the content, or join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's reclaim our time, attention, and happiness together. Until next time, keep hacking your dopamine and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.